Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The DH, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the California Angels, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Tanana covering, for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. There goes Lemon trying to get to home. Rudy throws the ball into Chalk, who relays the ball to Downing, who tags Lemon, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into center field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Soderholm moves to third. Colburn moves to second. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudy scores. Jackson moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Angels, 1. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landreau. Garr reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr moves to third. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tanana, and towards Grich, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Grich reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soderholm moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chappas hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Colburn moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanana has Johnson trapped off third. He fires to home, and Johnson is out at the plate. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to second. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Hartzell now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. Lemon moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm is walked intentionally. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Pryor scores. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Johnson moves to third. Colburn moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Chappas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Colburn moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Grich moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich tags and scores. Lansford tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landreau. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau throws the ball into Chalk who tags Lemon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pryor scores. One out. It's 8-2, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fitzmaurice. Squires goes all the way around to score. Colburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got three RBIs. Chappas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch catches it and throws to second with chalk covering, to double up Colburn. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Gritch moves to second. Jack Kuchek now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Gritch moves to third. One out. It's 9-3, White Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 6. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Downing strikes out. One out. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Dave Chalk. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Anderson now playing shortstop. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 6. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Baylor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and California Angels, 6. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.